The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
June 1st, 2021. Welcome to the month of June. The NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball, Stanley Cup Finals, everything and more right here on Sports Grid. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock for 2 hours every day. Fantasy sports talk here on sportsgrid.com. Got a lot to get to here on the show, including some compelling NBA series, no doubt about that. Of course, everything happening in Major League Baseball. We'll give you a little bit of a DFS preview as well. But Davis, congratulations. I know we're in order. You are now officially a new homeowner. I don't know if this is the first time, but congratulations. I just saw you post that on social media. Very big accomplishment to get to that point.
Yep. First time homeowner. Definitely the process was long and arduous, as you know, Craig, as you know, someone in our profession, many different ways of generating income, many different ways of proving those streams of income. So it's been a journey, but you know, certainly could not have done it without everyone at Sports Grid and Fantasy Sports Today. So feeling good about that. But we're excited. We've had some great basketball. We had some fantastic golf over the weekend. You know, the NHL playoffs are, you know, my abs are looking pretty strong. So it's all good right now.
All right, let's get to our headlines here as we start off the show. Again, Tuesday, June 1st, 2021. We made it to June. All right, that's a good start. The Wizards avoid the sweep in their series last night. Mostly, it looks like, because of Joel Embiid's injury. I'm not sure about that, but Davis will weigh in for sure. And also, how about this? Memphis did take a 1-0 lead, and the Jazz did win three straight games. Can't believe that I was thinking that last week, and here we are. Utah looks really good. They got a good shot, I think, to get at least to the championship. Habs knock off the Leafs, and the Isles tie the series at 1-1, so good news there. Ronald Acuna Jr., the Atlanta Braves, hits his 16th home run of the season. This is some competition between him and Otani and Tatis for the home run leader. We'll see how it plays out. Baltimore Orioles, oh my gosh, they've lost 14 games in a row. Longest streak for them, losing-wise, in almost 3 years. And one of the stories that made kind of big headlines yesterday, we're going to talk about this more throughout the show, I'm guessing, Naomi Osaka withdrew from the French Open after not wanting to participate in any of the post-game press conferences. And yesterday on Instagram, social anxiety and sort of having those kind of issues was better for her, she said, to not participate in that. So certainly it's a topic that we're going to talk about here on this show, no doubt. But we got NBA playoffs, of course. Davis coming up tonight. We're going to hear from Russell Westbrook a little bit later in the show. Do they stand a chance, the Wizards, to come back? It looks like Joel Embiid probably not going to play in at least the next game. And I think that Philly is supremely talented over Washington, but let's be real. You remove Embiid from that lineup, it makes Philly look human again.
It does make them look human. And, you know, if you remove Joel Embiid, then you make it about Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris versus Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal. I actually probably think Beal and Westbrook are the more, I don't know if you would say better, because Harris and Simmons are so strong defensively and neither Westbrook or Beal are really strong defenders, but they are probably the better, you know, four winning players. However, the Wizards 3-8, I mean, it's really rough. I mean, we're talking about guys like Davis Bertans and Ish Smith and Daniel Gafford and Alex Len. And, you know, I mean, Dwight Howard is the backup center for the 76ers, you know, multiple time NBA champion. Danny Green is going to play 40 minutes a night. Seth Curry, one of the best off ball shooters in the NBA. So I don't know if they can come all the way back, but I think kind of what I would be looking for, and maybe Philadelphia is even hoping for this, is this game gets to, or this series gets to 7, and that gives Embiid as much time as possible to rest up. So when they go into the next series, Embiid's had, you know, a week, 10 days to rest up on this injury and then be back for their second series.
Yeah, that's sort of always been the thing with Embiid. And I think the reason why he's not going to win an MVP is that there's always these little issues with him that pop up and he ends up missing games. That definitely appears to be the case. Memphis Davis took a 1-0 lead when we talked last. I believe it was last Wednesday. And since then, Utah has just steamrolled them, winning 3 games in a row. I mean, there's no doubt the series is over. Utah's going to win the series. It's just a matter of, are you sort of bullish on them at this point? I know the Clippers have also come back in their series as well.
Yeah, I mean, I've been bullish this whole time on the Jazz. You know, you and I first started doing this show in February, and I told you then, I was like, look, this has got to be the most disrespected one seed in the NBA. I do not ever remember people looking at a one seed that led the NBA in net rating, that, you know, was shooting above 40% from three as a team. They have the defensive player of the year, Rudy Gobert. I mean, I never remember a team with those. I mean, maybe, you know what the last team was? It was the Atlanta Hawks, the 2014 Atlanta Hawks that won 60 games, but, you know, had no superstars and everyone expected them to lose in the playoffs. That's the last number one seed I remember people being like, well, they can't win. And I really disagree. I think that this Jazz team is really good. And with this Anthony Davis, you know, getting banged up, I think the Jazz are a really good matchup for the Suns. I think the Jazz can win the NBA championship.
Wow. All right. Well, we will see. It should be a fun next round for the Utah Jazz for sure. But is it the end of the line for the Los Angeles Lakers? I think you have to start asking those questions. And we're going to preview that game coming up in just a little bit. Also, could be the end of the line here for the Boston Celtics as well, with Brooklyn finally being more than a 10-point favorite in an NBA game this season in the playoffs. This is the biggest line in the playoffs that I've seen thus far. Against the spread previews over on the FanDuel Sportsbook are coming up next in the NBA. Boston at Brooklyn, Portland at Denver, and of course the Los Angeles Lakers and Denver Nuggets in the nightcap. We'll preview all the games and hear from the people involved coming up next right here on Fantasy Sports Today.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. Craig and Davis here with you on this Tuesday. Happy June. For those of you who celebrate the first of each month, we do not. We celebrate by going over lines on the FanDuel Sportsbook in the NBA. So let's get right to it, get some opinions on tonight's games. Of course, we got the Celtics holding on for dear life tonight at the Brooklyn Nets. And FanDuel essentially is telling you Brooklyn's advancing tonight. It's just a matter of if they cover or not, as they are 12.5-point favorites. Biggest line thus far of the playoffs. And the total is 233. The Nets lead the series 3-1. The Celtics did prove that they could win a game in this series, which I think is a little bit surprising. The only question tonight, Davis, is that if Brooklyn covers or not. I don't think Boston has any chance. They know they're done. I suppose they could cover because they did play tight in one of the other games in this series. But I hate laying double digit in the NBA. What do you think?
So I think in general, not like especially in the postseason, double digit spreads get a little bit weird because we don't really know what, you know, what is Brad Stevens going to do if it's 20 points in the fourth quarter? Is he bringing in Carson Edwards and Taco Fall and just letting them play the game out? Or does he say, you know what, these are my guys. They fought for it. So we're keeping Tatum, Smart, Kemba in. Maybe if I would go back and look at what Brad Smart has done and close out games before, that would maybe be an angle to take here. I would be inclined to just take the Nets and the points because the Nets are so good. I mean, Craig, they are so good. What do you do? What do you do trying to defend them? Like, especially when they play Kevin Durant at center and they have Kevin Durant, Joe Harris, Bruce Brown, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving out there. I do not know how you defend them. I just do not know how you defend that lineup. It just seems too good.
Yeah, and I don't think they'll have a problem next round either. It's really just going to come down to the East Finals and then Finals, in my opinion, for Brooklyn as well. I am with you there. It's probably lay the points or nothing. Okay, well, tonight is probably just another game in a seven-game series because I don't think anybody anticipates either Portland or Denver winning this series in six. But tonight is a crucial game, and the winner of tonight's series could probably – tonight's game could actually probably win the series as Denver is -2.5 in this one. They're at home. It's telling you that it's basically telling you the series is even and the game is even. I mean, Denver not to even beat a favorite at altitude is a little crazy. Total is 226.5. One of the main reasons why Denver is kind of in this spot has been the inconsistent play of Michael Porter Jr. Started off the series looking pretty good. Has now fallen flat a little bit, and Porter Jr. says he knows how important his production will be in order to get a win tonight.
Definitely. I mean, I think game one, I had 22 shots, then 16 game two, then I think 12 game three, and then three shots last game. But I mean, it's on us as a team, but a lot of it's on me as well, just staying aggressive. Like, if I'm not getting any actions, I got to figure it out in transition, you know, on the glass. I can't let myself be as small of a factor as I was, you know, the last couple games, in my opinion. So they're doing a good job of executing their game plan for me, and it's a learning experience for me. But, you know, lucky for me, I got good people around me as far as my trainer, you know, great guys around here that show me the film. So I'm going to learn sooner rather than later, and it'll be a different game tomorrow.
Well, Davis, look, we've talked a ton about Denver, and I know that you've mentioned Michael Porter Jr.'s name a ton, and you just don't know what you're going to get out of him. Like, I suppose that the easy transition was just to say, well, Porter Jr. will be what Jamal Murray was. I mean, sometimes that is the case, and sometimes it's not. So, look, I of course, have the rooting interest in the Blazers and Carmelo and Dame Lillard, no doubt, but look, I'm also honest here, and I think that Denver probably is the better team, but they're just so inconsistent. I don't know what we're going to get tonight. I have no idea.
Well, yeah, and I think you do make the point there that Michael Porter Jr.'s inconsistency, it was I guess kind of unfortunate for him that he got that month of playing with Aaron Gordon and Jamal Murray, because basically Michael Porter Jr. did not have to dribble the ball when Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon were healthy. His job was to be a stand-up, knockdown shooter. And I mean, he would get the ball on the move towards the rim every once in a while. And I do think Michael Porter Jr. is a fantastic offensive player. He's got a lot of work left on defense. But it's just very hard for the Denver Nuggets, who are playing sub-starter level players in the playoffs. You know, it's just very hard when Nikola Jokic, Aaron Gordon, and Michael Porter Jr. are your three best players, and then the drop-off in quality after that is massive, where, you know, the Blazers go eight deep with really quality NBA players. Robert Covington, one of the best 3-and-D guys in the NBA. Yusuf Nurkic playing fantastic. Nothing needs to be said about Dame and CJ. The Norman Powell trade, I think, worked out fantastically. I think that adding Norm into that lineup is awesome. I think Carmelo's obviously been really good off the bench. Like, this is just a tough spot for Denver, but I do want to take them here because I cannot see them going out in six. I just think we see seven here, so I think the home teams hold serve the rest of the way, so I'm going to go with Denver.
All right, so Davis likes Denver, -2.5. I'm rooting for Portland. Let's move on to the final game of the night, the Los Angeles Lakers at the Phoenix Suns. As well as the Lakers have played, it looks like tonight they're going to be without Anthony Davis. They have not come out and said it officially, but pretty much everyone figures that is the case. The total is 207.5. No matter what happens tonight, the Lakers are very, very lucky that they ended up winning two games in this series, because they're going to get to a game six no matter what. And if they get Davis back for that game, it changes the dynamic. But Frank Vogel, the head coach, basically was asked about whether they'll miss Davis more on offense or defense.
I would say it's a tie. You know, he's one of those players that dominates both sides of the ball. You know, so you know, we're going to miss his scoring and, you know, everything he brings to the table offensively. You know, but what he is defensively is equally going to be missed, with his rim protections, his ability to guard on the perimeter, and everything he does defensively. So we'll definitely miss him on both sides of the ball if he does not play.
And look, there isn't load management in this one. There's a legitimate injury, Davis, but I'm looking at the Lakers here in this game. They know they go back to L.A. for game six. And honestly, Davis, they're going to have to win that game no matter what. Like, they really are, because if it goes to game seven in Phoenix, they're probably not going to win anyway. So I just don't like the Lakers tonight in this spot. I think it's an awful spot. Our producer Brett mentioned that Chris Paul's not 100% healthy. Honestly, that's a big part of what's going on with Phoenix as well. Maybe that's why they're not playing perfectly against LA. But the line is 5 tonight. Phoenix is favorite. What do you like tonight?
You know what? I'm not betting against LeBron James in the playoffs. This is just a good life lesson for everyone out there. Maybe you win. Maybe you're on the right side. You are never, ever in your life going to feel good putting money against LeBron James in the playoffs and then watching that game. I mean, maybe the hack for this game is, if you know you're not going to watch it, like, you know, you got dinner plans, you got stuff to do around the house, whatever, you know you're not going to watch it, maybe then you can bet the Suns. But I just know, because I have bet against LeBron in the playoffs before, because I was so big on those Warriors teams. And Craig, I was on the Warriors side, of course, in the 73-9 season, right? I had them in the finals, I had the futures, and I was just watching LeBron be everywhere, do everything. It is not a comfortable position. So I am taking the Lakers and the points. Wow. Here. And I do think Chris Paul being banged up definitely plays into that. I know he had 18 in game four, but, you know, I mean, Chris Paul is 36 years old now, 35 years old now. banged up, you know, fifth game of a series. LeBron is probably going to be playing defense on him in this one because I think they're going to play Kuzma more minutes with Anthony Davis out. That gives them another big rangy defender. So I want the Lakers here.
How about money line? Would you go that far or you just want the points?
Yeah. No, I think if you're taking plus five, you might as well take a little stab on the money line as well.
Yeah, interesting game tonight. The nightcap of the three games in the NBA. We'll recap them for you tomorrow here on Fantasy Sports Today. All right, we got to take a...
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Quick time out here on the show. Plenty more to come, including our look at the daily fantasy slate from Daily Roto over on FanDuel's DFS site. We're also going to do a little discussion on the all-injured fantasy baseball team. It ain't pretty. We'll have it for you coming up as well. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While the NBA playoffs has been quite a lot of the core focus, I would say, over the last couple of weeks, the Major League Baseball season is at that date, Memorial Day, Davis. And I know we're going to go against the spread here for a couple of games, but they always say that if you look at the standings on Memorial Day, about three quarters of the teams, three out of four, are going to end up making the postseason. You kind of basically what they say is you know who you are on Memorial Day. Now, look, the Nationals didn't know who they were a couple of years ago. They were nowhere close and ended up winning the World Series. But in general, do you subscribe to that? Do you think that most of the teams that we see winning their divisions end up in the end in the postseason? Because it's when you look at it, it certainly feels like we have a pretty good idea as to who those teams are going to be.
No, I actually think it's a little bit different now, especially because, you know, starting pitchers move around more after the deadline than ever before. There are so many guys who go on the injured list now. Like, I know the Mets are still in first place, but how can the Mets look at what their results have been this season and been like, okay, great, you know, we know who we are. They're so banged up. They're playing so many replacement players. Or even the Dodgers, right? The Dodgers just got Cody Bellinger and Mookie Betts back together in the same lineup for, I think, the third time this season. That it maybe it was the second or the fourth, but it was close to that. Like I think that is something that was true in like 1985, right? When guys really just did not go on the IL as much. The guys were not babied, especially the starting pitchers were not babied as much. What I do think it's true for is I think it's very true for your fantasy baseball leagues, that you should take a good hard look at where you are in the standings right now, because I think it should be pretty representative of what your team has done at this point.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, let's take a look at the afternoon games today and most of evening games for sure. We got the White Sox and Cleveland Indians. Let's start there. Total is 7.5. The Indians are pretty big favorite tonight, and that's the reason why, as you see, Shane Bieber is pitching. And I am not one to go against Shane Bieber, although I would tell you this, there are not many teams in baseball playing better than the Chicago White Sox at this point, Davis. So regardless of anything the manager says, it is a great story for 2021. They're playing great. They've done it without Eloy Jimenez. They've done it without Lewis Robert. And they're plus 124 today, but you're going arguably against the best pitcher in the American League if you choose to go this route. So do you take a stab at the White Sox against Shane Bieber today, or just leave it alone?
Yeah, no, that was what I was going to say. Is I was going to say, if you are looking for a spot to get a little bit of plus money, this does seem like a good one. The White Sox are, you know, better against left-handed pitching, but still, I mean, the White Sox lineup is just full of guys, even without Eloy, who have been absolutely crushing the ball. I mean, they have some of the best stories in baseball in terms of hitters, right? Madrigal really has flashed that hit tool. Now, no power from Nick Madrigal, but he is really doing his job as a leadoff hitter. Grandal and Mercedes have both been, you know, really good. Moncada is finally starting to hit, right? He was a very slow starter for the year, but he's gotten to where we expected. And even got, you know, I mean, how about Jake Lamb having a little bit of a career resurgence here? You know, a former really top prospect let go by the Diamondbacks organization and contributing every day. Yeah, I actually like the White Sox here quite a bit. And if you didn't want to do that, if you didn't want to actually bet against Shane Bieber, I would take the over on the 7.5 here. But and Dylan Cease too, by the way, has been, you know, phenomenal, has been way above what his preseason projections were.
Yeah, and that's a good pitcher to have if you're going to go against Bieber. But again, you're looking at Bieber throwing 7-8 innings tonight, and we'll see if the White Sox can scrap out 3 runs. If they can, the Indians offense is not that great. All right, let's move over to the Rays and Yankees. The Rays just continue to smash the Yankees every day. And tonight they're minus 126 on the money line. Yankees are almost never underdogs at home. And if you're saying to yourself, why is Tampa Bay only minus 120 when they have Glasnow and against Domingo Herman? Let me say this again. The Yankees are almost never underdogs at home, like ever. So this is a rarity for sure. And one of the reasons why is because they simply aren't hitting yet again, and their manager Aaron Boone talked about that yesterday and talked about some of the things they have to get back to doing correctly.
Well, control the strike zone and do damage when you get a pitch that's, you know, a mistake or your pitch to do damage with. And that's the identity we've got to get back to having. That's, you know, what these guys have been so good at, you know, over the last several years is, you know, that pass the baton, make a pitcher work. You know, when you get done with us in a series, you know, even if you've had success on a given day or success in a given series where a guy's pitched really well, you know, we want you to feel like it was heavy, it was difficult, it was a lot to get through us. And that hasn't been the case enough. And that's what we got to get back to as a group, really making sure we are, you know, you know, not taking it all upon ourselves, but going up there and grinding out a really tough at bat.
And Davis, Giancarlo Stanton back in the lineup, 0 for 12, 7 strikeouts, boos raining down on him yet again. It seemingly takes some time, I think, for him to get back to where he needs to be. And the Rays just have dominated the Yankees. It's crazy. But look, Davis, the Yankees, you just never get plus money with them at home. Like almost never. It doesn't matter who's pitching, who's on the mound. So what are your thoughts on this one tonight?
Well, you might never get money on plus money on the Yankees at home, but no way. Am I betting against Tyler Glasnow right now? I mean, Tyler Glasnow plays for the Rays. So it's very rare for Rays pitchers. I guess Snell got a lot of fanfare last year, but I mean, Glasnow has just been so unbelievable. 36% K rate, 8% walk rate. you know, is actually getting a little bit unlucky if you look at his ERA indicators. His actual ERA, you know, it's just unbelievable how good Tyler Glasnow has been. And you want to talk about a dude who can throw that, you know, that slider outside to Stanton that Stanton can't possibly lay off of. Like, I honestly would not be surprised if he strikes out Stanton in three pitches tonight multiple times. I mean, he just has that perfect arsenal. He's got the slider outside, and then he's got that fastball up and in. That's just impossible for Stanton to catch up to.
Yeah, and Stanton, when he's in that negative groove of missing that slider, Davis, you know how that goes. All right, Phillies, boy, what is going on with them? Losing 11-1 yesterday. Joe Girardi is just having these tough press conferences after the game. It's an even game tonight, and you got two good pitchers on the mound. Aaron Nola, who's been good but not great, and he pitches against Sonny Gray of the Cincinnati Reds. It's a dangerous ballpark. We know that. The total is 7.5. The vibes are not good, Davis, in Philly right now. I would tell you that. Harper's not back yet, and they just got blasted the other day. You know, Girardi's having words with the reporters on these Zooms. We're not going to tell you anything anymore. It's like you getting a scoop over your other reporter. Like, what? What are you talking about? All right, coin flip game tonight. Who are you liking this one?
Yeah, I mean, Craig, look, we did all these previews, right, in the beginning of the season, and I was not a buyer on the Phillies, and I was not a buyer on the Nationals. And I think that looks relatively, you know, astute right now. You know, the Nationals have been really bad. The Phillies are closer to the Marlins, you know, than they are to the Mets and to the Braves. I don't love either side here. I've just never really been a big Sonny Gray guy. I don't know why that is. I mean, he's fine. But I think I would probably just side with the Reds here, right? The Reds at home. Gray, solid starting pitcher. Nola does struggle with home runs a little bit. You know, that's kind of what has kept Aaron Nola from being the true top elite tier of starting pitcher in baseball, has been that he's always struggled with home runs. And if you struggle with home runs, not the ballpark you want to be pitching in. Do not want to be pitching in Great American Ballpark if you have trouble keeping the ball down.
Yeah, no doubt. I want to see the lineups too for both teams tonight before making that decision. All right, let's cap it off here with Cardinals, Dodgers. No surprise here. The Dodgers are just huge favorites, and the total is 8.5, -205. St. Louis, you get back $170 if you bet 100 and they win. John Gantz, a 5-inning pitcher. David Price, we're not really sure what David Price is, but does it matter? The Dodgers are just crushing the ball every which way. On top of that, Davis, the Padres and the Giants have decided to put this tremendous amount of pressure in the month of April and May on them, because they're playing so well, Davis. I don't think anybody anticipated the Giants being this good, and the Padres are right there with the Dodgers. So it's not like the Dodgers can just, like, take a day off for, like, anything. And I think that's part of the reason why they're a big favorite like this tonight.
Yeah. So we're close to the Death Star lineup for the Dodgers. Betts, Muncy, Turner, Bellinger, Smith, Lux, Taylor, those were all guys on their opening day roster. And then McKinstry started at second base last night. But, you know, don't think we will see any Albert Pujols for a while. I think that it's going to be kind of sad, because Pujols is going to get DFA'd, right? Pujols is going to get DFA'd twice in the season. The Dodgers are just not going to need him anymore. Yeah. You don't think they're going to DFA him?
No, not at all. Nope. I think he's rolling with them the whole year, all the way through the end. Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh, I guess you know who they're going to DFA. They're going to DFA Yoshi Tsutsugo here in a couple days when Corey Seager gets back. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy because I don't see anywhere for Pujols to play with Muncy, Bellinger, and Seager all healthy. I mean, it doesn't mean that he's not going to be comfortable going off the bench. But yeah, I mean, look, I'm not betting against the Dodgers right now. Like, they're insane. And David Price is your swing man, like, you know, World Series champion. David Price is your sixth starter. It's like, it's just completely unfair. Like, the Dodgers lost everyone. They were starting guys you've never heard of, and they're still just keeping pace. It's unbelievable how good they are.
Yeah, over the last 2 weeks, Davis, Pujols has been the Dodgers' best hitter. He's hit a ton of home runs for them. So, yeah, I mean, he's probably going back to the bench. That I agree with. But, no, he ain't getting DFA'd, I don't think, by the Dodgers. I think he's in this till the end, unless he decides to retire. But playing great baseball, better than he ever played with the Angels. We'll be right back with our DFS look. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. Full slate of baseball game here today. Actually, some teams had Memorial Day off in Major League Baseball, which is an extreme rarity for me. I don't ever remember that happening. But let's get to some of Davis's options tonight over at Daily Roto. If you're playing on FanDuel tonight, here is the pricing for some of the top pitchers on the board you can use. Tyler Glasnow, who we just talked about against the Yankees, is $10,700. Alex Wood is just basically somebody Davis has been using over and over and over again, and it just keeps working, so why not? $9,900. Chris Bassett pitching really well for Oakland, $9,300. And oh no, Robbie Ray, $9,100 against the Marlins tonight. And that game, by the way, first game of the Jays season, Davis, in Buffalo, New York tonight. And that park, I don't know that it'll play quite like it did in Florida, but if you remember last year, those games in Buffalo when the wind was blowing out played just like Coors, just like Arizona. So, I mean, I don't know what the weather's going to be in Buffalo tonight, but it's definitely a hitter's park for sure.
Definitely a hitter's park, but less of a hitter's park, right? Dunedin was like Coors-esque. It was like a minor league stadium. There were some fly balls that traveled their way out of Dunedin that would have been pop flies in little league games. Like it really was not a great setup. So, not only is Robbie Ray on our list, Robbie Ray is our highest value pitcher of the slate on DailyRoto.com. 14 game slate, Robbie Ray, our highest value rated pitcher. Tyler Glasnow, I'm not scared of the New York Yankees in this spot. I mean, you're a little scared of the Yankees. Like, sure, maybe he could give up, you know, three solo shots or whatever, but Glasnow's not walking anyone. He's going to get his strikeouts. Alex Wood, to be honest, our stuff over at DailyRoto.com does not like Alex Wood as much as I do. So maybe I need to have a talking to with some of our programmers and say, look, you guys are wrong about Alex Wood. He's a little bit better than you think. And how about Chris Bassett? I think he had 70 FanDuel points in his last start. It was a complete game, right? Like, I mean, he is unbelievable. He's been so good. And I don't think the market is really recognizing how good he has been. Good matchup right now against Seattle. So, I mean, and there are so many starting pitchers going tonight. We got Nola, we got Sonny Gray, we got, Matthew Boyd. I mean, so many guys who have been good this year.
Yeah, Bassett is one of those pitchers at this point that you have to start thinking is legit. Like there's a reason Oakland started him on opening day, and it looked like he was one of the worst pitchers starting on opening day. But in the end, I mean, Oakland looked like they had it right there because he's been great. April didn't go that great for him, but May was fantastic. All right, now over to first base we go, and also catcher. We have Rhys Hoskins at 3,600. Buster Posey's dialing it back this year for sure. He's at 3,600. Carlos Santana at 33. And Pete Alonso just off the injured list. He is now back, and he is 3,000. You would expect at some point Pete Alonso to start going off, but I think we were saying that in April too, and it wasn't happening. But Pete Alonso, very low price at 3,000 tonight.
Yeah, I expect, even with a Coors game, even with Bellinger back, even with all this stuff, I expect that we are going to see, I think that we are going to see Pete Alonso be our highest owned first baseman. Buster Posey, I mean, anytime Posey is up against a left-handed starting pitcher, we know the drill. Buster Posey, even as a catcher, just one of the absolute best hitters against left-handed pitching in Major League Baseball. Rhys Hoskins has that nice boost playing at Great American Ballpark. I know Sonny Gray is not a bad starting pitcher, but Rhys Hoskins, you know, rounding into form for us. So I think we got to feel good about him. And then the Royals are just in a fantastic spot against this Will Crow fella, who I did actually do a little bit of research on him, and he is just your most average, you know, fifth major league starter on a bad team guy you're ever going to find.
Yeah, not very good. Saw him pitch with Washington as well in person. Davis, let's go over to second base. Jose Altuve, the Astros are hitting the ball very well. They clobbered Boston yesterday. Mondesi probably not going to play tonight, but we'll just list him here. 3,200. Ryan McMahon, Coors game, 3,000. And Jonathan Villar, we've gone over him a million times, who he is, 2,900 tonight.
Yeah, 2,900 for VR, you know, and they have a good matchup tonight, the Mets do. And you also like VR a little bit more against left-handed starting pitching. McMahon's price, I was like, I thought, did someone at FanDuel press the wrong button? Do they know that this game is being played in Coors, not in Texas? Because the Rockies hitters on this slate are all kind of cheaply priced. And the Texas guys, who we'll talk a little bit later in outfield, those guys are priced all the way up. Mondesi, I don't think he's going to be in the lineup. When I was working on this last night, he had not tweaked his hamstring after hitting the home run. I mean, so sad for us on Mondesi. It was, you know, if he had two home runs and a stolen base and was hitting 400 in the six games he was back, and it already looks like he's going to be taken away from us. And then, of course, you know, Altuve against Garrett Richards, who I have no respect for as a starting pitcher, feels pretty good.
All right, over to third base we go. Rafael Devers of the Boston Red Sox, he's at 3,800. Manny Machado of the Padres, 35. Boy, Rendon has fallen to 3,100. And speaking of falling, there is zero trust right now in Josh Donaldson and the Minnesota Twins. Boy, the Twins fans are not happy, Davis, with Josh Donaldson. It has been a rough season for him. And look, I mean, he's an older player. Sometimes things just end. I don't know that it's ended for him, but man, it has not been a good year.
No, it's not. But I mean, there's no way I could ever consider myself someone who plays daily fantasy sports from a database perspective and not a gut feel perspective, and not say that Josh Donaldson at $2,800 in a hitter's ballpark against a bad left-handed starting pitcher is not a play. Like it would just be betraying everything I believe in to not chase after Donaldson here. You know, of course, we have Devers against Luis Garcia. Good hitting environment there in Minute Maid Park, especially for left-handed batters. You know, Machado again. You know, another great spot for him. And the optimizers, by the way, this is a good spot. We talk, you know, we try and talk about strategy during these segments. Your opponents who are making lineups, the optimizers they're using, those optimizers are not caught up to Hendricks being done, right? They're feeding into the last 3 years of data of Kyle Hendricks being really good. And it's just not happening for Kyle Hendricks. He can't locate the ball, that 86 mile an hour fastball. You know, it's just getting beat up by guys like Manny Machado. So I think the Padres are incredibly sneaky on this slate, and I don't think they're going to be popular.
All right, very interesting. Let's go over to shortstop. How do you not have Tatis in every lineup at this point? Man, when this guy plays, I mean, it's almost like you're paying $5 to put him in a small lineup to be able to watch him. Like, he is just unbelievable. Bogarts, I think Xander Bogaerts is the most underrated player in Major League Baseball. That's what I think. 3,400, Polanco 2,600, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa 2,600, hoping for a steal for Kiner-Falefa. But Bogaerts, Davis, it's like, I mean, how many players do you have to talk about before you even mention Xander Bogaerts? And then Google those stats. Like, his season stats are incredible.
Yeah, I mean, he has been phenomenal. Because I was talking with one of my buddies the other day about the American League MVP, and he was telling me, like, dude, you're going to hate this, but Xander is going to win. And I was like, there's no way that's true. He has been unbelievable. 10 home runs, 4 stolen bases, hitting .321, has a .401 weighted on base average. I mean, he really has been amazing. I mean, there's no other way to say it. He's been great. Same for Tatis. Tatis looking good for NL MVP. Jorge Polanco leading off against our guy Bruce Zimmer. And then Kiner-Falefa sometimes leads off for the Rangers. They change their order up a lot. Sometimes he leads off, sometimes he bats sixth, sometimes he bats seventh, but just a very cheap price for a guy in course. Yeah, it felt bizarre to me.
All right, let's take a look at the outfielders. If Adolis Garcia, everyone knew who he was at the beginning of the season, I don't know that Ohtani would win the MVP. I think it'd be this guy, but you know, he had so many guys to climb to get to this point. And look, let's be honest, he's been the best pick in all of fantasy baseball this year from a hitting perspective. 4,300 tonight. He's worked himself all the way up there on FanDuel. Nelly Cruz, 3,500. Starling Marte of the Marlins in Buffalo, 3,400. Charlie Blackman, Coors game. Maybe this will get him going. Blackman, yikes. 2,900. Whit Merrifield down to 2,900 tonight.
Yeah, how mad do you have to be if you took Blackman in your leagues this year and he's just been killing you? Now, Witt, again, another weird pricing for Witt. I mean, you know, I do not envy the job of the guy at FanDuel who does the baseball salaries. I certainly do not envy the job of the guy who is, you know, setting all the prices for the baseball markets and everything. But come on, Witt's like a $3,500 player. Like, what's going on here? And then Cruz, I mean, look, if we're not going to play Josh Donaldson, is there anything more automatic in fantasy baseball than Nelson Cruz against a bad left-handed starting pitcher? I mean, Nelson Cruz, his numbers against left-handed starting pitching in his career, he's got to be one of the best ever. Like, if you just sorted by right-handed batters versus left-handed pitchers career-wise, I would bet Cruz's numbers, you'd like blush at how good they are.
And he started off the season so well. Let me ask you a question, Davis. Do you think that there's any value in picking, like, let's say you got plus money on picking the Twins to make the postseason? We mentioned Donaldson. We also mentioned Cruz. Maeda's had a rough year. There are a lot of people who think, Davis, the Twins are done. They think that they should dismantle this team in 2021. And look, Washington was in the same spot they were a couple of years ago. But it doesn't feel the same, does it? Like, I don't know. They just look like a bad team.
Yeah, I was actually kind of bullish on the Twins in the preseason. But if you remember from our discussion, we were projecting, you know, them to get some good starting pitching, right? We were projecting Happ to do a good enough job. We were projecting Kenta Maeda to return to form. That really hasn't happened. Happ had, you know, that one. Really, I think he had a no hitter, right? But Maeda has been terrible. Mm-hmm. Happ has been bad outside of that. Pineda and Berrios have been fine. I mean, Matt Shoemaker is maybe the worst starting pitcher in a rotation right now. Like, maybe not the worst, but close to it. And then they've gotten good performances out of Garver and Sano that we didn't expect, but everyone else has underperformed. Like, Nelson Cruz is even kind of on a cold streak right now. So if you could get out of your Twins money right now, I think you probably would.
Yeah. And then the other part of that too, is that you talk about trading players from organizations, and look, I don't know if Buxton's ever going to be healthy, Davis, but if that guy gets healthy before July 31st, and the Twins consider trading him, because I think he's going to leave Minnesota. I mean, they never offered him a long-term extension. I think he's going to be gone. What would he be? I mean, that would be a huge piece for somebody to get in the second half of the season. But without Buxton, they look done. And you could be right. I think it could be time to sell. The White Sox are just much better than they are. The Indians somehow every year are still fighting. And Kansas City probably has a little bit of a run in them. But yeah, the Twins have been probably baseball's most disappointing team in 2021 for sure. All right, well, coming up next, it has been a disappointing run for the fans who have been back in NBA arenas. Why is this not happening in Major League Baseball? But in the NBA, fans are just basically getting drunk and essentially thinking they could do whatever they want to the players. Now, the severity could be questioned, but the idiocy cannot. And we had it happen again last night in the Philadelphia-Washington game, and Russell Westbrook of the Washington Wizards was not shy about his comments about the fans. Never is shy about those comments with the fans. So we'll hear from Russell Westbrook coming up next right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Then we'll have our headlines with Chris at the top of the hour. The all-injured fantasy baseball team coming up. Best ball fantasy football. First look at the Jacksonville Jaguars. On the Grid, we'll be right back.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Grid here on Sports Grid. Our headlines coming up at the top of the hour. For the third time in a week, a fan has made their presence felt at an NBA game. One fan running on to the court last night and had to be tackled and taken off the court. Russell Westbrook, the guard for the Washington Wizards, talked about the rash of fan interaction and poor interaction with the players.
My advice is just watch the game, enjoy it. Obviously, COVID, nobody's kind of been at games or been at arenas, but we got to make sure we be mindful of this is our job. You know, this is not a game or some you can just kind of just do whatever you want to do and run around and come do whatever. This is our job. Like, we take our job very seriously. It may look fun, entertaining, but it is our job and we take it very seriously. So I think as fans, just my advice is just to be watch the game, enjoy it, and sit back, whatever, and that's it.
Yeah, this is, Dave, it's interesting. In fantasy or reality, we're going to talk about whether or not this is a real problem. But the last thing that the NBA players want is the idea that they have to be scared at a game. And I know that there's been some back and forth with people on social media saying, oh, it was only a water bottle. It was only popcorn. It was only a guy getting tackled. I mean, that's a lot in a week.
It's a ton. I mean, this can't, like, this stuff cannot happen. Like, what? Who are these people who are going to these games thinking that this is like okay or acceptable? Like, I mean, it's very scummy. Not. I can't even imagine the mindset someone would be in where they're like, oh, it's definitely a good idea for me to throw popcorn at Russell Westbrook, who, if you did that to him not in an arena, Russell Westbrook would beat you down so hard it would be unbelievable. Like, it's just so stupid.
Yeah, I don't get why it's happening so much, but we'll determine later in the show if it's an actual problem in the NBA after it's happened three times in a week. Coming up next, Chris has the update at the top of the hour, so make sure you stay with us. Davis and I got you all the way through 2 o'clock Eastern right here on Sports Grid. We'll be back with more fantasy sports today. Don't go away.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.